Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they want to remind you about the 24th annual Earth Day celebration. It is coming up on the 26th of April. That is a Saturday, 10 to 2. And we've already put in for sunny 78. All right, so that's what we're hoping for Earth Day. They'll have the Energy Hub trailer there, energy efficiency displays. The kids are going to love it. They've got games, all kinds of things for that, and free food, too. So don't miss Earth Day, rcearthday.com online, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the square. Square's kind of a happening place. Tara Winton is joining us, the Director of Education over at the Center for the Arts, and especially this weekend, just off the square, one block off, it was pretty poppin', wasn't it?
It was. We had the road blocked off, a beautiful tent set up, lots of wonderful performances, and about 245 guests that came to our bash this past weekend. It was a great event. Had lots of fun.
I bet. Mm-hmm. I bet. So it's always one of those, I guess, must go to events, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So much fun and lots of things to do. So we had some artists there opening their gallery for the next several weeks coming ahead. We had a glow party after party, which was super fun, and just all sorts of happenings. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that the event went off. The weather was good too. So
yes, the weather was nice. No rain or anything. Just a little chilly, but we had some heaters going and it was great.
You know, this last weekend was the first weekend in like a month that it hasn't rained.
So. Yes, no storms. Thank goodness. No tornadoes or tornado warnings.
Yeah,
so it worked out nicely.
Yes. So, well, with that kind of in the books, and that's a signature event, which helps to raise funds for the Center for the Arts. And it's an annual event. And I mean, nonprofit, it takes money to make the world go round.
Absolutely, it does. We need those supporters of the arts, and the bash is a great moment for people to come and give, but also enjoy the night.
Yeah, well, that's why we have opportunities for artisans like Anna Vogler, who is here. Is that how you say your last name, Beth?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad I meant to ask you before just to make sure, but I didn't. Tara, there are a lot of people in the area that, you know, theater, the arts, it's kind of in their blood, and this is a place where their passion can come out in big ways.
Yes, absolutely. We have opportunities for everyone, all ages, to be on stage or maybe taking a vocal lesson from our Anna Vogler over here, or some of our other wonderful teachers, or to experience some art, visual art and performing arts. We have lots of opportunities to be involved, or, you know, build a set or help us out with costumes or whatever it might be. There's something for everybody.
And for those who maybe are very amateur in that, in terms of their knowledge of what goes on and how to put on a performance and show, and whether it be production side or, you know, on stage, from the youngest to the oldest, I'm sure that there's an educational opportunity there for them.
Yes, we have lots of educational opportunities coming up, actually starting next week and through the end of May. We have our Level Up classes, which are for students 6 through 12 to kind of hone in on a specific skill. So one of the skills that we're teaching is auditioning skills, and we'll spend 2 weeks kind of focused in on that, but we're very focused within these classes on something very specific. So there's one in auditioning, there's one in character development, and there's one in musical theater dance styles, which is a super fun one. So those are all coming up just within the next 6 weeks. And then as soon as school is out, our summer programming starts, and we literally have something every week, actually multiple somethings every week, for students K through 12. So our littles, our K through 2 students, will come and do a creative drama camp where they get to create their own show. They make it up themselves and they create their own story and their own costumes and their own set. And it's super duper fun and just the sweetest little thing to see them kind of use their imaginations to build this world around them. And you can see it in their their faces. It's wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And then for our students, third through sixth grade, we have lots of fun opportunities. A show based on the book, How I Became a Pirate, and Disney's 101 Dalmatians. And then some also creative drama camps for them where they can create their own show based on a theme that we have. Our middle schoolers are doing Matilda Jr., which is based on the book by Roald Dahl, which is a very famous book. But then it became a movie in the mid-90s, I would guess. And then within the past 10 years, probably, became a musical. And it is the most fun musical. It is great. Full of adventure and even some illusions, I would say, because there's a, you know, there's a moment where Matilda gains the ability to move things with her mind. So there's some things like that, which is fun. And then our high schoolers, we have Adam's Family going on, and that is in July, our 2-week camp. But if your student is not wanting to necessarily do a full-scale production, we also have tech camps going on for middle and high school students. And we have our Showstoppers, which Anna is going to be a part of, which where students get to do kind of like the biggest and best Broadway hits. And we're just going to sing and dance in those two camps. And then we also have visual arts camps throughout the summer for grades K through 12. So a whole lot going on all summer long.
So I would assume that all of this information is at borougharts.org?
Yes. Okay. All of this information is at borougharts.org. All of the dates and the times and the cost. But there are scholarships available for anyone and scholarships available for any age. So if you're looking to do something, you can go to our website and register there. Or you can give us a call at 615-904-2787.
So would that be under the education tab?
Yes. So when you go to borougharts.org, you're going to click on education and you just scroll down to where it says summer. That's it.
All right. Lots of information there. So check it out, borougharts.org. You've got, you know, what's coming up in terms of the main stage, what's at the gallery, and ways to support the center. So just lots of information at borougharts.org. Tara Winton here with us, the Director of Education. Anna Vogler is here as well. And we're going to do a little introduction to Anna. But Tara, anything you want to tell us about Anna in terms of what's coming up here on the stage in, what, I guess a few weeks?
Yeah, well, Anna can help me out. So Anna is starring as Cinderella in the show. Cinderella, this is Rodgers and Hammerstein, so some of you may be familiar. And it's a wonderful, wonderful show, really sweet show. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about what they've been working on and when they open.
Yeah, so we open May 9th and we run through the 25th. We'll have shows every Friday night, Saturday matinee, Saturday evening show, and then a Sunday matinee. We have just been working music and choreography and rehearsals. It's been a lot of fun and the cast is just absolutely stellar.
Yeah. So in this process, I mean, we've got a few weeks with it opening on the 9th. So, I mean, kind of where are you in terms of the technical part and putting things together?
So we are actually having our first sing through of the entire show tonight. So things are starting to fall together and we're getting things up on their feet and moving on the stage. So
We were actually just talking about Anna has two transformations during the show where she goes from, you know, kind of the maid like Cinderella servant to the beautiful ball gown, but she has two transformations. So we're talking about her costumes.
Yes.
That's going to be really fun.
Yes. Super exciting. Lots of magic there.
Yeah, I bet. So will this actually be, you know, blocking and all that kind of stuff on stage, or is it just a sing through and then you add that to it and then dress rehearsal right before, I guess, all that?
Yeah. So today we are just singing through the show and speaking through it with a dialogue. And then tomorrow we actually have our first stumble through. So we will get through our blocking of the first act and kind of put all of that stuff together. And then we'll go into dress rehearsals within the next 2 or 3 weeks, I guess, and everything will start to fall into place.
How hard is it to memorize lines? And because you have to do that along and in a musical, I mean, sing all of that together.
Memorizing the music is definitely a lot easier for me. but I kind of like to associate all of my lines with my blocking. It's easier for me to get things off book.
After. Like, if I'm here, this is what I say, kind
yes.
of thing.
Yeah. Muscle yes. memory.
Yeah, that's how I like to go about it. I definitely, it feels a lot easier to let that stuff sink into my brain once we've gotten it up on its feet. So
I've always thought that would be the most difficult thing about it. You know, you're having a lot of fun, but there's a lot of work too.
Yes. Thankfully, Cinderella sings a ton in the show, and that's my favorite part of it. So
sounds like it's perfect for you. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to perform for us this morning. You brought along some music, so tell us about that.
Yes, I will be performing In My Own Little Corner, which is one of Ella's big songs right at the beginning of Act One. She is dreaming about all of the things that she could be and could have if she had the freedom to do so.
All right.
Well,
this is Anna Vogler and performing In My Own Little Corner from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
I'm as mild and as meek as a mouse. When I hear a command, I obey. But I know of a spot in my house where no one can stand in my way. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wing of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I'm a young Norwegian princess or a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. I'm a girl men go mad for, love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long as I stay in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. I'm a thief in Calcutta, I'm a queen in Peru, I'm a mermaid dancing upon the sea. I'm a huntress on an African safari. It's a dangerous type of sport, and yet it's fun. In the night I sally forth to seek my quarry, and I find I forgot to bring my gun. I am lost in the jungle all alone and unarmed when I meet a lioness in her lair. Then I'm glad to be back in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
Awesome. Very good.
Thank you.
The crowd goes wild. That is great. So that's one of the first things that we'll get to see, right?
Yes.
Well, hope folks will come out and see Cinderella, and it will again be May 9th through the 25th. Tickets can be purchased right there online, and I will tell you that if you're interested in tickets, it always happens. Tickets go so fast.
Yes, especially this one because lots of little girls will want to come and see Cinderella.
Yep.
We do have a special performance on Thursday, the... Yes. What is that date?
It's the second weekend.
The second weekend. There's a 4 o'clock performance on a Thursday, specifically for if you want to pick your child up from school and bring them straight to the theater.
Oh, nice.
And just earlier in the day so that we don't have to stay up past bedtime and those sorts of things. So if you're looking for those opportunities, there is a Thursday performance. And then Sunday and Saturday matinees are also great for young children. So Perfect. Be on the lookout for that. And I think I mentioned earlier, but Anna is one of our Vocal Academy teachers. So she is teaching all of the time. So if you're interested in Vocal Academy, we have opportunities for students 10 through adult, as old as you would like, to come and hang out with Anna and learn some things. But she has a beautiful voice, obviously, but she's also wonderful with her students. So it's a great opportunity for people who are interested.
Well, I was going to say, after hearing that, you know, they're definitely probably out there saying, you know what, I could learn a thing or two. So, and it's one thing to perform, Anna, but it's another to be able to teach that, and especially with on different age levels. So you must have a pretty good gift for that.
Yes, I'm very lucky to get to do what I love every day.
Well, that's awesome. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
And again, May 9th is the start. And information is on the website about that Thursday deal, too.
Yes, everything is on the website. Okay. All of those dates are there.
All right. Be sure to check it out. And again, it's burrowarts.org, burrowarts.org. And joining us today from the Center for the Arts, Tara Winton, the Director of Education, Anna Vogler, here as well on the show.